So my name is Rishant Zagai, and it is date of 31st of August 21, and I'm speaking to Girmal and Gonese, who has agreed to tell their story of surviving conflict. So Girmal, would you like to tell your story, please?
My name is Girmal Gonese, and I am a student and also an asylum claim in County Berrigan, where I live in Dover. And well, hopefully I'm gonna start uni this year in September. And yeah.
So Girmalam, how long took you to come to the UK? Would you like to tell us?
Yeah, for me it was like 5 months since I left my home on the in Easter week before Easter. Then I arrived here September the 4th. So I'm gonna be seven years in the 4th of September, so like a couple days from now today.
Thank you. Can I ask Girmal why you left home?
Well, the reason is many, but just because of the politics, the government and stuff like that. So because all the same reason as many people, you know, like having, I don't want to have my uncle's life, my sister's life, my father's life, because they've been in the army for long term, and not having much opportunity to education, no opportunity to be free, will like freedoms and stuff. But as usual, anybody says politics, you know.
Thank you. Can I ask you, Malam, how was your journey to the UK?
My journey to the UK was okay, but well, in some ways, like in Libya and way to Sudan from Ethiopia, I was a little bit struggling. Mm-hmm. I did not have cousins or uncles to cover my journey, because you have to pay the money for the traffickers, and it was a little bit more difficult for me, but as God is willing, I managed, and I had a great help from the people I was rounded. And as I've been a deacon as well, I've been good service for the people, and they was really helpful what they did for me. And thanks to God, I just survived, and it was okay. Pleasure to God.
Thank you, Girmalam. So, can I ask you, how did you find the UK?
UK is okay. I'm still trying to learn many things to catch up. But well, this 7 years was okay. I've been struggling too many times with the language, with the culture, with different things. Like for me, in the world, well, seeing to UK, I'm only 7 years old, whether that I'm 21, but like all my past year was in different culture. Being here was like 7 years old child, didn't know nothing. So I'm still learning the language, the cultures, the rules, all the things, you know.
Yeah, thank you. So how did you settle in the UK? Was it, I know that you explained the different boundaries that you found, but how you settled, like how did you manage to put yourself in all these boundaries?
Well, I did, like, well, if I say to myself now, I'm a little bit settled, especially from 2020. I know it's been like pandemic and stuff like that. For me, it was really good, and having my mum and the staff, like, also, you know, finish my education at the same time, and like been where I want to be, and been working hard, like, you know, educate, finish college, and getting the result I wanted and stuff like that was really good. And I have many help from foster carers and other people I surrounded, like a grand myself and many people. So I think I'm settled now than I used to be, you know?
Yep, I understand.
But, yeah.
Thank you, Germano. Last question. What's your hope for the future?
Well, I hope my future is a peace to, like, what we are through now, like, happening in Ethiopia, like Afghanistan, like in here as well. Like, you know, just more stress here, because as I'm refugee, I do worry about these people as well, about these refugee people. I'm one of them, you know. This life could be like me one day, so that's why I'm dreaming and having these thoughts in my mind. So that cannot be ended unless the peace of God comes to us. So my future is just, I'm always wishing for the peace, you know?
Exactly. We all hope for that. Thank you so much, Germano.